Last week we brought down as well the Binyan Siyan. The Binyan Siyan was asked, we have it on page 5, question that he wrote to Rabbi Alexander Aaron, the Av Beis Din of Fagarsheim. And the question was about a woman who was in danger. The doctor said that she's in danger of having a baby. It's dangerous. And the doctor says she has to use some type of barrier in order not to be able to get pregnant. What's the halacha? So the Binyan Siyan explains that although the same question, how in the world do they allow these women to have relations? Remember, the one who's nursing, the katana, or the one who is pregnant, ayat asafet sakana. Explains the Binyan Siyan. The pshat is very simple. Why is it that we have this idea of birchas hagoyim? Birchas hagoyim, we make a birchas hagoyim. We are, a person goes in a place of a sakana. Well, why is he allowed to go in the place of a sakana to begin with? Why do we allow to have bachlal, this idea of if you have a sakana, so you're allowed to go to the midbar, says, and when you come back from the midbar, why are you allowed to go there? Why are there an idea of bachlal, birchas hagoyim? What are you going to have to answer? The answer is, says the Binyan Siyan, a very important ruling. If the person is in a situation where the sakana is in front of him, then it's taka asr. But if a person is not having the sakana in front of him, then you go after the raiv. These are his words. El al karchach, but this is in the first column on page 5, right underneath the hand, a few lines down. El al karchach, you must say, says the Binyan Siyan, what is the Hagdara? Even the Ba'isa Shah, since at that time, Shahilok that he's going, Adayin, Leka Sakana, Dino Sakana, when he's going, you know Sakana right then. So then, Ahokanachar arrives. And he brings another raya we brought down that the Gemara says that if you have a nachash, a snake, and the snake is karuch ala kevoy, the snake is on your heel, the halacha is you don't stop Shemayna Esrei. You don't stop Shemayna Esrei. Why don't you stop Shemayna Esrei? When it's an akrav of scorpion, you do. But a nachash, you don't. Why not a nachash? The Gemara explains, because usually it doesn't bite. I, it's a suffix sakana. What type of business is that? Well, you're going to have to say, the answer is, in this situation, where the nachash is there, right now, the dosa comes to fascists. And so we're not going to start thinking, snakes don't bite normally. So therefore, you davening Shemayna Esrei, continue davening Shemayna Esrei. He's trying to bring out this idea, which is not 100% clear, but it has to do along with the lines of, the reason why in the first place you're allowed to go out in the midbar or you're allowed to go in the yam, even though we know that there's situations of sakana, because when you're going, at that moment there isn't a sakana. Sakanas come up later. Things happen later. But just because things happen later, that is not enough to warrant a sakana. And he's bringing this proof from where? From the Gemara that we said, the Gimel Nashim and Shamesh of Moich, those three women in the Gemara in Yevamos that says they're allowed to use a form of a barrier, says the Binyan Siyan, it comes from there. Why are they allowed to use a barrier? Why? What is the reason for that? I'll tell you why, says the Binyan Siyan. You know why? Because at that point, there's no sakana. We don't know if they're going to become pregnant. You're worried about something that could happen later. You're worried about something. Thank you, Lenny. Thank you, Oren. You're worried about something that's going to happen later. Right now, there's nothing happening. This is a very strong idea. And the Binyan Siyan is that's going and he's answering. He's saying, he's answering this woman who the doctors told her that she can't have another baby. She can't have another baby. So the husband came over to him and says, I want to use some type of condom, some type of barrier. Some type of contraceptive, but not like a pill. Says the Binyan Siyan, It's not permitted for you to use it. Why is it not permitted for you to use it? Because you know Sakana right now. You don't know for sure she's going to become pregnant. And when you don't know for sure right now doing this, you don't see the Sakana in front of you. If you don't see the Sakana in front of you, said the Binyan Siyan, it's going to be fine. This is the Binyan Siyan's Mahala. So on that, we said, brought down the Achiezer, Reb Chaim Eiser. Reb Chaim Eiser disagreed with this Binyan Siyan. And he said, it's not true. It's not true. That's not how we look at it. The reason why in that Gemara was mutter for them just to do it is because the chances are very, very low. But when chances are high, even if you don't see the Sakana in front of you, it's going to be a problem. So says the Binyan Siyan, I disagree with you. I disagree with you, says the Achiezer, I disagree with you, Binyan Siyan. You want to say that the reason why these three women in the Gemara are allowed to have resume regular relations without doing anything, even though it's a question of Sakana, is because you don't see the Sakana, it's not true. It's because the chances are very, very, very slight of something ever happening. That's not enough to be able to make a situation. But if even though you don't see the Sakana in front of you, there's a high risk, we're not going to go ahead and say Shem V'Sayim Hashem, and therefore he directly argued on the Binyan Siyan. So here we had a very big machlokes between the Binyan Siyan and the Achiezer. Now let's go further. We brought down Reb Moshe Feinstein, and we started saying Reb Moshe, and our objective over here is to take apart three tshuvas from Reb Moshe that speak about this idea of having of when do we say this idea of Shem Reb Sayyim Hashem, and when do we say it's a Satan? So the first tshuva we're going to discuss is on page 9. It's on the 7th day of Hanukkah, Tavshin Chav Dalet, where he writes down to Reb Aaron Kirshenbaum, on page 9. And the first thing he said was, very short tshuva. He said, regarding cigarettes,
the first column,
he explains, for sure, since you're a chashash to get sick from cigarettes, you should guard yourself. However, to say it's usur, because you're putting yourself in a sakana, says Reb Moshe, no. Why? Because since many people do it, the Gemara says, Shem Reb Sayyim Hashem. So Reb Moshe says a very interesting thing. Well, it's interesting because you wouldn't have thought of it. The element of Shem Reb Sayyim Hashem has to do with the fact that Shed Darshu Bei Rabbi, many people trampled on it, meaning there's a specific reason that a lot of people are doing it. If a lot of people wouldn't be doing it, I don't know if Reb Moshe would necessarily go with just Shem Reb Sayyim Hashem. It's just because many people do it, therefore it's going to be mutter. And he adds on,
people can make mistakes.
And he says, befrat, the fact that many G'dayla Torah smoked, and therefore, even though people are machmer because of a sakana, there's no isser, and there's no isser to go ahead and giving fire. Let's say I'm smoking and I need a fire. If you give me a fire, it's going to be a lifnei iver. You're causing me to smoke, says Reb Moshe, there's no lifnei iver. This was in Zayin Chanukah, Tav Shin Chav Dalet. Now, 15 years later, or 17 years later, Reb Moshe wrote two different shuvas. One was on the 26th of Tishrei. He wrote it to Rabbi Reuven Seifer. And one he wrote to Reb Meir Rosner on Isru Chag of Shavuos. And I want to go to the one on Shavuos, although the one on Tishrei was first, but I want to go to the one on Shavuos first. And he explains, he wants to know what, let's break down this gather of Shem Reb Sayyim Hashem. The first thing he says, we know there's a lot of people that eat things that are not healthy for them. He explains, like fatty meat, spicy food, and it's really not good for your health. Is there an issue for them to eat it? You know, what really has killed a lot of Americans is heart disease. And heart disease is a direct manifestation from obesity. It's obesity, heart disease, and these things come from a poor diet. Much of the sickness in America comes from a poor diet, people eating very sugar, refined foods. It's something that really exacerbates conditions that they have and causes. These things could cause poor diet, or a person is predisposed to diabetes, certain types of diabetes. This is all well-known, documented, factual. It's really, really hard to argue on it. Are we going to say it's us or for people to eat these things? Should we have a say that any fast food restaurant should be us or to walk into because it's going to cause you danger? Says Rabbi Meir, we know that's not true. And we know that even the Rambam, who has a whole diet, in Hilchos Deis, he has two Rambams. He's a Rambam in Hilchos Reitzeach and Shmiras Nefesh that speaks about certain things that is usher to do because of a sakana. We brought that down 3 weeks ago in the Shir. Rambam speaks about if you go ahead and have a Maiko, or you cause a situation where a person could get into a situation of sakana, or anything like eating, putting metal in your mouth, stuff that are dangerous. The Rambam said that's usher to do. When the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, when he speaks about a healthy diet, the Rambam doesn't say usher or mutter. The Rambam uses the lashon of ra'oi. So the ra'oi is its fit. Says Rav Moshe, it's because it's not possible to specifically usher. You can't usher. You can't usher things that have to do with the diet. Says Rav Moshe, Mishum the al kolad varam elu, all these things, this is in the first column, 8 lines from the bottom, when it's underlined, leishaych la'asher mamish. Why? Because these things are pleasure. Me'akar darei mehen in yoni hanohim. And most people at Adamazah, although there's many people who are sick in the hospital because of their diets, but that's not a majority. They're just of miuta. And many people, not only that, there's no choice. People are running around in their work. What are they supposed to do? They grab a fast food item and they eat it. What are they supposed to do? Not only that, they're poor people. They have no choice other than to have these type of diets. So therefore, says Ramesha, what the Rambam is doing is, he's being ma'irer. He's telling you, it's better for you to go ahead and have a healthier thing. Says Ramesha, where do cigarettes fall into? Says Ramesha, cigarettes fall into a healthy lifestyle rather than it being a sakana. And this is what he says, the last line in the first column, page 9. Well, the varm ke'elu tami ishan sigariyos. She'elu ragilim b'zeh nednim o'oyit. The people who are ruggling it have a lot of hana, and they have a lot of tsar when they don't have their cigarettes, like you when you don't have good food to eat. Not only that, it's even more painful for them when they don't have a good cigarette rather than good food. What about the fact that a person could come sick? So let's listen to his words very carefully. These words really need to be taken apart. Says Rav Moshe, the akilkul lachleis mizeh, the ability for somebody to become sick from this, it's a very small minority of people. That is a very, very small percentage of people, even if they smoke. Even though, says Rav Moshe, we see a lot of people in the hospital, and he says, Shamarechas Kavoida, you, great Rabbi Meir Rosner, see in the hospital these people. You're a doctor. So you see every single day people with cancer of the esophagus because directly, or lung because of their smoking.
Not just cancer.
And all other things, correct?
Yes, but the minority of people who do suffer from cancer from smoking, the majority of people who do suffer from COPD from smoking.
Says Rav Moshe, Mikol Makim, listen to his words. Vada is for sure. Kol Achelim Amnimsa Bebatei Achelim, all of the people who are sick in the hospitals, the Gambasir of Elu Shalaipa, with all. Even with the people who don't go to the hospital, there are people who are afraid to walk in the hospitals. They are a miyot. They are a minority in contrast to the people who didn't get sick at all. Now, he doesn't explain. And the people who don't get sick at all to the people that are smoking or that are not smoking. My understanding is that even the people who are, I'm not exactly sure, because he starts off with using all the sick people. So is he saying that, his point is that even if a person smokes, the amount of people who get sick from smoking is a minority. But what is he saying that if you look at all the hospitals, Rav Nosi Shlita, what do you think he's saying? He's very unclear on the tshuva. Who is he contrasting it with?
Probably means against the whole population of people.
But his point is, it's not a very big majority of people. It's not a majority of people. It's not very widespread, even to the people who are smoking. It may be that it happens, but it's not a big majority. Then he ends off of sure, B'nai Taira, Vada should be careful not to smoke. Sure, because it's still a Maisa Chashash Sakana, and a Vada shouldn't person, a person shouldn't get used to doing it. For sure, because it brings them to Tivus and addictions, not a good thing to do. You should try to take yourself away from all these things. But he's saying, halachically, to put it under the thing of sakana, where the Rambam, Hilchos Ritzeach Shmiras Nefesh, you can't put it there. Says Ramesha, it doesn't belong there. Unhealthy, yes, it's unhealthy. Usser, you can't say it's usser. This is how Ramesha says. Now, here's a sefer written by my good friend, Rabbi Yonason Rosman. Reuven, can you get, here's a sefer, you'll see it's without a cover, like many of my sfarim. It's there in the front somewhere. If you could go ahead and bring it, if you could see it. It's called Psichos HaIgros. So he brings down, and the truth is we have already brought down, that Tzitz Eliezer writes very, very lahashmed l'harig, arguing with this Rav Moshe, and he says it's not true. It's mamish asr, 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 asr. But without, before we go to where the Isurim are, we have to understand where Rav Moshe is coming from. Yeah. Think about for a moment what the Binyan Siyan said. Remember the Binyan Siyan, our Binyan Siyan, who told a woman, who the doctor said, if you get pregnant, you will die. That's what the doctor told her. The doctor said, if you get pregnant, you will die. This woman had many healthy kids, but the doctor said, if you get pregnant now, the lesson was, a muddler or a foodie, it's not going to be anything to help you, but tumbas favadak. What did the Binyan see in answer to that? We explained that right now, when she's going to be having relations with her husband, you do not see a sakana. There's no sakana to see. The same way anybody going to the midbar, there's no vadei sakana. And since there's no vadei sakana, and enough, we know people going to the midbar are benching out going, well, why are they allowed to go? They're putting themselves in the sakana. Teretz is, what did the Binyan see and say? Anything that you don't see the sakana in front of you, that you can't put yourself into, it doesn't go into the issur of putting yourself in the sakana. And you go underneath Shemir Pesayim Hashem. Shemir Pesayim Hashem is a real thing that one does not mechuyu to be makban on something that you don't see the sakana in front of you. The sakana is not here. It may happen, it may not happen, but everybody's going. This is what people do. I'm not mechuyu. There's no issur for me to go. Idea is a higher risk. That doesn't make it usur. Ramesha is saying a response, not exactly the same, because Ramesha uses a little bit more that has to do with proportion of the amount of people, and he uses the idea that it's hana. But his point is, he's going, most people it doesn't damage. He doesn't use the same idea that you don't see the hezek in front of you. I mean, that's not what he says directly, but the point is a similar idea. Where he's not disacknowledging, if that's a word, that there isn't a sakana. He's saying you can't usher it. It's not considered usher. It doesn't fall under that, says Ramesha, when it doesn't hurt most people. At the end of the day, it doesn't hurt most people. It may be not a good thing to do, but to say that you're over a lav, you're not over a lav. Is it the right thing to do? Not the right thing to do. But a lav is not a lav. Oh, wait, one second. Hold on. We'll get to that. What about secondhand smoke? But that's a very important piece of information to know. Now, many, many, many Paiskim argue with Rav Moshe, and they say, no, it's actually a lav if you smoke. A pure lav. This is the other.
What's the lav?
Love, you're doing something, and the Rambam holds you got malchus on it. Whether it's midaraisa, midarabbanan, whatever it is, it's a love midat Torah. Rav Avigdor Nemtzel says, yeah, he says you can't say Shem Rishem Hashem with something that you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in people smoking. The Anan Tzadi, the Ein Ritzoni is Baruch Lishma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to guard you. This is not something Hashem wants. So how could he say Shem Rishem Hashem? Very funny, Svara. But like, you know this is the wrong thing to do. How could he say Shem Rishem Hashem? Well, it seems like he's coming along with a little bit of an agenda, if I could say that. Ramesh Sternbach, also, he says, you can't say Shem Rishem Hashem because you know that this is a mazik. This is a mazik. This is a mazik. A cigarette is a mazik, and since a cigarette is a mazik, says Ramesh Sternbach, you can't. Ephraim Greenblatt, also a Talmud from Ramesh, he's saying, Be'emes, besigariyos, he says this, Echelechetim, Tavkot Pevav, Yesh Sakana. So therefore, Avada, we see thousands of people will die because of cigarette smoking. How can you say Shem Rishem Hashem? The Mishnah Halacha, from Menashe Klein, says, when there's a Shechia Chazeka, Kasha Loimer Shem Rishem Hashem. And many other Paisim. However, even Rav David Feinstein himself says that perhaps the Halacha would not be like Ramesha today. Oh. However, I don't. If you look in the Tshuva Ramesha, Ramesha's Svara states most people who smoke will not get Yenamachla. It's a very higher risk of them getting, and it doesn't help if they have other conditions and they can get other conditions. But I don't believe Ramesha's thing. For if you look around, the people, rave of people, are not getting Yenamachla. Baruch Hashem, most people are healthy, and if a person is sitting stuck in the hospital, they'll see that. Ramesh said, you can't say on these type of things, meaning a person who does a certain type of thing that is, it's just the chances of getting. Now, if you go ahead and say it's not true, people who smoke will get it.
It's a higher percentage.
Higher percentage. But if Ruba the Reva, if 90% of people are not being healthy, Ramesh holds that you can't answer that. It may be the wrong thing to do, but to say that it's usher, It's very schwer to go ahead and say. It's just the point is, now Rabbi Dr. Rosner, he wrote back on this tshuva. He writes like this: I still do not understand this reasoning that overeating or fail to exercise properly may involve a far greater risk health than smoking, yet no rabbi prohibits overeating or scent or anything like that, and continue to press my personal views about the dangers of smoking. Nevertheless, I accept by Feinstein's ruling unhesitatingly. He was my Pesach, and he was the Pesach for the Association of Orthodox Jewish Scientists. He is the Pesach Adar. So it's interesting. Dr. Rosner, who wrote the Tshuva to Ramesha, he doesn't agree that he doesn't like what Ramesha is saying, but he accepts Ramesha Pesach, and that's a very important thing to know. You have a doctor who sees the dangers and he says, no, Ramesha says it's mutter. Now let's go to the last tshuva. The last tshuva, the very important tshuva, which is... It sounds like their mother smoked. When their mothers were pregnant, for them to say such a foolish thing.
Listening to physicians of the times, not always
the so. Yes, for sure. No, he was arguing with Ramesha, but again, it's true. We're not saying that many Paiskim argued and said it's mamish usser to do. But let's go to this last piece. So he wrote this to Rav Reuven Sofer Harav HaGaon. The same page. You see, when he spoke to Dr. Rosner. He said, Yedidi ha-nechbad ma'oid ben toiro v'yir shemayim marenu Dr. Ramir Rosner. That's how Rav Moshe wrote to Dr. Rosner. When it came to Rav Reuven Sofer, he wrote Harav HaGoyim. You see how he
distinguishes.
So he says you're the problem. What's the problem? People in Kailul are smoking, and people cannot handle it. In Shul, the pact of people are smoking. They have a lot of pain from it, and he wants to know what's the halacha. And his question is, could we stop them? Could you stop a person from smoking in the Beis Medrash? Now remember, in those days, everybody smoked in the Beis Medrash. So he says like this, Vihine, it's the second paragraph of this last tshuva, Pashut ubarer shafilu mlecha chashash sakana, even if you know sakana, or chayli, as long as they don't like it, it's usher to smoke. How do you know? So he brings a Gemara in Bava Basra, the Mishnah. The Gemara basically says, the Mishnah is speaking about, if you have a ladder right next to somebody's like chicken coop in a way that you could have a cat walk up and damage the chickens, even though the ladder is in your yard, but you're causing that person damage, it's going to be usher for you to do that. And that's considered like garmi, which is a direct, well, it's my property. It's true, it's in your property. I want my ladder there, but you're being a direct cause for yenims, for this other person to get damaged, and therefore it's going to be us. That's the first thing he said. There's another thing. Rabbi Yosef said, you were people who used to sit under Rabbi Yosef's palm tree, and they used to bloodlet. Now, bloodletting those days wasn't as clean as today when they take a blood test, that they don't even allow any blood to come out. It goes directly into the vial, and even the tiniest amount, they're busy giving you a Band-Aid, which you don't even want to put on because taking it off hurts. So they don't have to give it to you, a little blood, like, come on. But that's what they do. And there was tons of blood on the ground. The vultures would come. They would go ahead and peck up the blood and stuff. And then they would fly up. They would go ahead and be on top of the palm trees, and they would get those dates dirty from blood. Mm-hmm. And Rabbi Yosef wasn't too happy with it. He didn't want them to do it. It was ruining the dates.
It was on his property?
Yeah. Now, Rabbi Moshe says, if you look clearly at the Gemara over there, those dates weren't getting ruined, just to wash it off. But it's disgusting. Who wants to have to wash off human blood? And not only that, Rabbi Moshe touches up in the Gemara over there, that the Gemara says on Rabbi Yosef, it's Anina Daiti. You're right. You're saying, because the Gemara over there speaks about Chazaka. Those people were there for a long time. Those people were there. They had a Chazaka to be there, those blood letters. Now you have a problem with it? So the Gemara says, yeah, Rabbi Yosef is saying, Anina Daiti, I'm a Istinus. And Rabbi Moshe says, Rabbi Yosef is more fickle than other people. And therefore, could we just listen to Rabbi Yosef? The answer is yes. Yes, and we passing like this. Shulchan Aruch passing like this. The Rambam passing like this. Says Rabbi Moshe on the top of the third column. Umatina, we see from this. V'shvil eza tzar mekpedav istaniyuz ba'alma. Any tzar that you have, avshel estam enshi enza tzar klal, even though for most people it's not a tzar, you cannot cause somebody else any discomfort. Also legroim leil shcheinav. Let's say, well, what am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to do my bloodletting business? I'm going to lose. I'm going to have to rent. It's going to cost me $2,000 a month. Where am I supposed to put my ladder? I don't have other place to put it. I'm going to lose money because of you getting hurt. The halacha is, I'm a choyev to go ahead and move it around. I can't cause somebody else damage. And he brings down that the rush in the end of Siman Yuches over there says, and I quote, Mekan Mashma, the chol nezek sheyedua she'ena ma'ar yochol l'soybloi, any nezek that the guy can't take, even if other people could take it, you're like, why are you being so finicky? The answer is, ein lechazaka nega ma'ar, you don't have a chazaka. And the Torah brings it down, Shulchan Aruch, as we said, brings it down over there in Kufnan Hei Mem Aleph. Says Ramosha, kolshkin, when it comes to cigarettes, this is by the underline, imkein kolshkin, a cigarette, she'elu she'en yuchal lizbol, people can't take it. Hutzar mamish be'etzem. It's not just istinus. You see, Ramesh is saying that Rabbi Yosef was makbid on the blood, on the fig. He's like, what is it? It's a big deal. You're just a little bit sensitive. It's not really being mazik anything. You just wash it off. But over here, it's actually being mazik them. It's not just tsar. It's tsar. It's not just being a little bit sensitive. And therefore, you're a mazik, and therefore it's also to be able to smoke in front of somebody who's not enjoying it. And the next step, he says, not only that. Now remember, this tshuva that he's writing is in Tishrei Tav Shem Mem Aleph. Okay, so we'll go through. We're going. The name of the shir was vaping and halacha. So we're going to get to that in a moment. And this, the first tshuva that we said was in Shavuos. Tishrei come before Shavuos. Meaning the tshuva that he was matter, the smoking, came after this tshuva that we're saying right now. So we see, as much as he's ushering you smoking in the base medrash when it's bothering somebody else and he's causing you a mazik, he's not saying it's usher for you to smoke yourself. So he's saying, these people who are smoking, it's considered a mazik. And he says, in such a situation, even though what you might say to yourself, I'm not doing anything, one person smoking in a big base medrash, you don't even smell it. Says Rav Moshe, if you go three lines down from this third to last paragraph, V'afsha echad ha-ma'afshin lo yehoye mazik klum, one person is smoking, it's not being mazik them. Doyim ispat v'osho v'beis gadol, in one big place, nothing's happening when one person is smoking. I mean, Ayalev, you're saying it's not true, you don't really like it. Mekom makom, says Rav Moshe, everybody together, it's considered like you're both mechoyev. That means if two people do something, one person could say it wasn't me, the other person could say it wasn't me, but both of them together are doing it, that is considered a mazik b'yadayim. And he says Rav Moshe, that if Beis Din would be able to go ahead and collect money for chavala, they would go ahead and collect money from you because of the pain. And if a person became like, wasn't feeling well, a person has asthma, and it really hurt them, you would have to pay for the doctor bills. Even if, says Rav Moshe, it didn't stop the person from going to work. The fact that the person got sick from you, you're mechuyev to go ahead and pay for that. Now, by the way, let's think for a moment. What about the people who are sitting in shul and they always need the window open, and people next to them become sick from the cold? So,
same thing.
So should it be the same thing? Why wouldn't it be the same thing? You're causing a hezek and tzar to somebody else. Why aren't you now going to pay for tzar? Well, for you, I want it. Yeah, but you're causing somebody else tzar. Why is that different?
When it comes to cold, he's supposed to show.
Well, let's just get the basic thing. If it's in the middle of the winter and it's normal for people to be just a normal temperature, the normal temperature is 70 degrees. Whether it's winter, whether it's summer. Summer, we like it a little bit colder. Winter, we like it a little bit warmer, but 70 degrees. Somebody likes it being 60 in the middle of the winter. Well, I'm asking you, if other people are coming sick, according to this far of Rav Moshe, it seems that, and even if that person is an istanis, even if that person is extra sensitive, Rav Yaita was extra sensitive, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, I don't care, but you're allowed to stop that person. So I would like to say, if somebody's causing, and the other way around would be true, the person gets so hot from the heat.
When it's sick from the virus,
from
local cold. We're talking about something
being
smoking. That person
with
an illness that's been chronic for many years.
I don't know if it would make any difference. So Rav Avi Shlita, our very, very chashuv PA over here, is saying, he wants to be mechal. He wants to argue what I'm saying. He wants to say like this. When it's just causing you a cold or a COVID, I don't know if COVID exists, but or flu, le'aleinu, le'aleichem, or any type of virus, right? Then that's just the one thing. That's not considered being mazik. What's considered being mazik? Only if something is a chronic illness. I disagree with you. What's the difference? You're being mazik, you're mazik. You cause somebody else pain. Who? So what? I don't care whether it's limited, whether it's not limited. What's the difference? Rav Oren Shlita, I don't see that Rav Moshe says this. I don't see Rav Nosi. He said the interesting thing, the chavala. No, he's saying after. He's saying this is not knas chavala medina mamayna. So therefore, and Rav Moshe said a very big chiddush, unbelievable. You have to hear this. And anybody listening to this online, this is going to blow your mind. Rav Moshe says, you know, when it comes to dinei mamonis, even if you don't have bezdin, knas is something that bezdin makes. But if you know bezdin, you don't have a knas. But when it comes to things that you're mechuyev medinei mamon, so even if you know bezdin, you're mechuyev. You have to pay him. Whether a bezdin says there's a bezdin or no bezdin. Says Rav Moshe, av chavala lois du mamayin arei chay be'etzem gam loyed. I mean, without aidim. So, and he explained that Kseis HaChoshen brings this down. He says, even though it's clear, I want to show you that the Kseis HaChoshen says it, and therefore that's why in this situation you would have to pay. Says Rav Moshe, don't say like the way Rav Avi Shlita was saying, Rav David, Rav Moshe is saying against your son-in-law right now. Look what he's about to say. But the fact that he's mentioning, remember, if Rav Moshe is mentioning a taina, that means it was a good taina, but not good enough. So Rav Moshe, what about the Bittul Torah? So Rav Moshe, that's not the Ge'er. V'loyes karti b'mad, the last paragraph over here, v'loyes karti b'mad she'katzu b'dover she'gar m'zeh Bittul Torah. Because that's not what the Shaila is. Nothing to do with Bittul Torah. Yes, quoting Bittul Torah, not quoting Bittul Torah. He's in a moisev le'inin anidin yoyser. What about the people who are smoking? They're like, I can't learn if I can't have my cigarette. A cigarette with a taisvus, unbelievable. I need it. When somebody's over there that doesn't like it, it's usher. Even if he doesn't come sick from it, if it just causes him pain, kolshkein, if it could cause him to feel sick, the damage from that. Now, he ends off and he says, "V'hen yedidai v'yedid kol echer v'echer mechar v'yakelom mishnei astadim." I love you and everybody from the kelom. U'batuch ani, I am relying. I have total faith. Sheikaimu mashe kasafti das Torah. What I'm writing is das Torah. V'alacha brura. So it seems like it was quite a firestorm of an argument that was there, and Rav Moshe is saying he's passing that it's also spoken in the base medrash. So this is the truth for Rav Moshe. Now we see a big machlokes, but what about vaping? Let's understand vaping. How do you know?
Life insurance.
Comes along Ayaleh Perlman and says that regarding life insurance, they consider vaping smoking. Now, vaping it's not known enough, but the cancerous seem to be much lighter because of the lack of tar. Is there an addictive part of it, nicotine? Yeah. Nicotine is addictive, and guess what else is addictive? Caffeine is an addictive substance. Alcohol is addictive. Alcohol kills the liver probably a lot quicker than nicotine is going to kill somebody. Now, the fact that it could cause inside the lungs these micro holes in it, which doctors are saying, it seems like it's very, 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 it's much less. More people are vaping now, I believe, today than people smoking.
Really?
Because all kids are doing it. And it doesn't seem to be hurting them too much. To say that... I believe...
What, for 20 years?
You can't tell, exactly. So I'm just saying, in from the Binyan Siyan, for sure, I'm just saying, if we take the Binyan Siyan La'alacha, something you don't see the sickness in front of you. Even if you want to say like the other Paiskim who said that when it comes to cigarettes, when you see, well, you could see the mazik in front of you. You can't be, over here you can't see it. When it comes to vaping, you don't see the hezek. You don't see it. So to go ahead and say that's us, sir, I would say. But right now to us, sir, I don't think it's, just because we're saying it's predicated on the fact that we saw that by cigarettes, lamaisa, I don't think that Ramosha would answer, even though cigarette smoking today changed, even if Ramosha would change his mind about cigarette smoking, which I don't think he would. I'm saying he would strongly recommend not to do it. But I don't know if he would call it a sakana. From the Lashon of the Tshuva over here, I don't know if he would call it a sakana. Maybe chewing tobacco, you're saying Rav Avi, is something that's mamish. It's mamish direct. It's going. Maybe he would change it. I'm talking about the person. There's two different things. It's bittul Torah piece, but the person themselves. I'm talking about in the vaping thing, it may be very unhealthy, but to go ahead and say, with the Binyan Tzion's Tshuva and the fact that we really don't know, we don't see people, we don't hear on the news people dropping like flies or getting things from the actual vaping. I'm not saying the life insurance people aren't worried about it and they have a right to be worried about it, but the sakana is not in front of us. It's not happening to Raiv. I don't think... I'm not saying that there aren't kids that dies from vaping, but the amount... considering the amount of people, it's a very miyuta de miyuta. So therefore, I wouldn't say that Rav Moshe would ask for it for sure according to the tshuva. Unhealthy? It's unhealthy. Is it the right thing to do? No. Could it cause addictive things? Yes. Would he allow it in the base medrash? I don't think people really don't get bothered by it. The question is, I don't think there's a secondhand issue more than what is your breath? The only thing is, you don't smell. It smells good, actually, to be honest with you. You got to admit, because they have all the different flavors. The only thing I would say is, first of all, if a person is doing it, they have to make sure that the flavors are kosher. How do you know that you're not smoking in some? It's questionable.
Really?
Yeah.
They make it out of food?
But most depends. Well, it's a question about these type of things that are getting absorbed, if it's considered what level it is. There's definitely a person. They have ashkachos in some of them. That's one thing I would say. Another thing I would say is that the fact that somebody doesn't like that somebody's smoking because of a shita, meaning if it wouldn't get them sick, and if it wouldn't, it's just they don't like it because they're upset, they hold it as a danger, that I'm not sure about. Let's say, for example, I'm really getting bothered or I'm getting a headache. And the fact that you're dominating a little bit too loud, according to Ramesha also over there, I go ahead and stop you. You're damaging me. It's my problem. I have to be more tolerant. So if it's about tolerance and patience, I think that there's a big difference. So if the fact that you're smoking or vaping in the base medrash, and I think that you're a total numbskull because you're doing something that's so dangerous and I'm leaving like that, I don't know if Ramesha would go ahead and say that that would be a problem. However, what we do see over here is how Rav Moshe looked at this topic. Avada, remember, the point is, the fact that somebody shouldn't do something doesn't mean that it's usher. That's the point that we wanted to bring out over here. However, very strong poskim say it's mamish usher. Chacham Avadya says it's usher. Sefer Bechar Tabachayim brings many poskim that says usher. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says it's a safek usher d'oraisa. And after that, in the book, which was banned, called Making of a Gadol, he brings down on page 1093, he said when he became older, he said it's not a suffix, it's an Isser Vadei D'Oraisa. So we have great points from saying it's Isser D'Oraisa Mamish to go ahead and take a cigarette in your mouth. However, and if it's about a girl dating a guy who smokes, she should for sure marry a guy who smokes. There's absolutely no reason to say that a girl shouldn't marry a guy who smokes if she's not going to get married. Of course, she should find a better boy. But to go ahead and have your own agenda and saying, because you don't like people smoking, tell girls not to smoke, I think is just being biased and it's not being true. Now, of course, I would not recommend that my daughter to go out with a boy smoking. I would say you should stop. But if the situation where we have to look at all the situations, you have people who are doing a lot worse things than smoking, unfortunately. Okay, a person sitting and wasting their time and television, other shtusim, and gambling, and drinking. Those things are physically, emotionally more dangerous than smoking. And sometimes people stop smoking when they realize how bad it is for them, probably quicker than people doing all of these other mishigas. So I wouldn't be so quick to go ahead and say such a thing like that. I don't know if that would be so wise, because people do a lot of bad things today, unfortunately, or a lot of Omar and Tifsin. Shkoyach Rabbi, for listening, and have a wonderful night.